OMG Buzzers, I am so excited to talk to you about the Hit the Floor season finale for season 4 Final Seconds. And so much drama, so let's talk about it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yo, look like I'm going for a swim.
I mean,
dunk on them now, swinging off the rim.
Hey, who here is excited for the season finale? What's up?
What's up?
Hey. Yeah, welcome to the Hit the Floor season finale after show. Gang got the hammer and the wrench. Anyway, okay, so I'm your host, Sally Coda Bradford, and we've had a few rotating hosts, and that is okay. So Felicia Michelle couldn't be with us today. She's out of town. Deshaun Barner has not been with us for the past few episodes because he's a new host, and he's still going through training, so that's why he hasn't been here, but we have a little surprise for you later with him. Now, let's get to know people who are with us today for the final. As a guest, we have Miss Cherry Davis.
Hey, what's up?
And this face. That if you watch the after show for the first two seasons with me, this face might be familiar. Welcome back, Nick Verdeau.
What up? No.
I mean, it's good to see ya.
Yeah, it's good to be seen.
Yay.
You know?
So excited. And of course, y'all know the deal, but for anybody who's brand new, this side of the table does belong to you. You're co-hosting the show with us, so please join us in the chat. Use hashtag ABTVHTF. And I'll take a moment just to shout out people. Say hello, because I can see you. Samantha Brown, Julia Edwards, Rand McGirl, Marissa. Where's Marissa? Hi, Marissa. She works at AfterBuzz. I'm not sure why she's in the chat, but hello.
She's watching.
Hi.
She's watching on me.
Make sure you don't say anything crazy.
I know, right?
Anyway, it was a great season finale.
It was. It
you
was.
Want to watch it.
So let's start with my favorite. Let's start with hashtag who I love to hate. And since you guys are my guests, I'm going to start at that end of the table, work the way this way.
Wait, all right, so this is basically like who you just don't like.
Who I love to hate because they were so good at being bad.
I mean, you know, like I would say Darren J's character, Curtis, right? He was the pastor.
Yes.
And so, you know, we saw what happened to him. But, like, that's my vote.
Who you
that's
love
my
to hate?
Who I love to hate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just hate him. He's a douche. Now, I'm torn between the ladies.
Okay.
I'm torn between Jamie, who is going to salt the earth and burn it. Because girl is like, if I can't have it, nobody can have it. Deuces, I'm out.
Yeah.
And, of course, Eve, who I wish I was like. Beauty, brains, and evilness all used to exert revenge. And, of course, her threesome.
Right. Which, by the way, Felicia Michelle did predict that in one of her predictions, and she called it a truple.
Yes.
And I was like, no way. And it happened. So I'm wondering if James LaRosa actually watched that after show, because he watches him occasionally. And if he was like, oh my God, because she literally guesses everything. I'm like, oh.
That's funny.
So anyhow.
But who wouldn't want to have Lionel and German? He's hot, but kind of stupid. And Lionel is hot and kind of smart. The two of them are the perfect couple.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Well, my hashtag who I love to hate was definitely Jamie, because she ruined everybody. And, like, Noah even took that moment to be the voice of reason and be like, you're better than that. Don't swim with her. And she's like, and okay, with the dance, right? Her being, like, to London, what can I do? You know, I'm sorry. I'm this. I'm that. And didn't look, Viola Davis, just sit out of the dance. And, of course, she came on the dance. And then... Oh, I was just so mad that she leaked that tape, because not only is she taking the devils down, but that tape was somehow presented with Noah's name too.
Yes.
So now on the news, you got Noah's face along with this whole scandal. I'm like, that's the dude that let you live with him when you were living in your car and you just threw him under the bus.
She's ruined his relationship with his boyfriend, Jude.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like a pause because it looks like he got like some major scoop.
Yeah.
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 I guess. I don't know. I'm looking now at the chat. I'm trying to see who you love to hate, but there's like all these other hashtags going on. So I'll let y'all do you. I'm going to hop onto my next hashtag, which is hashtag clapback moment. What was your guys' favorite clapback moment?
Ooh. You're not Viola Davis. That was my favorite,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I liked when the. London was talking to Pastor Curtis the first time she went into his church, and I couldn't repeat the whole paragraph for you, but somewhere in there when he was trying to say some stuff to her, she said, not even if Jesus threw down a cardboard and started breakdancing. And I was like, why you gotta bring Jesus into it?
Oh my gosh, there are so many good ones, but one that I found funny was when Kyle told her baby daddy, grasp this a little quicker. I thought that was so funny.
Yes.
He was so flabbergasted.
Yes.
So flabbergasted.
I'm so glad you said that because I really do want to get into Kyle. I loved her this episode. Never in a million years would I think that she was going to be a mom.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm worried about that baby.
A little. You might get dropped worried. A few times.
I mean, no drag big. Baby? Girl. Drag baby.
I know, but
that is kind of cute.
Yeah.
That would be cute, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But so it's like a loving home. So I feel like the kid's going to, you know, be super bougie and, like, have a great time.
Yeah.
They forget the baby places all the time. They wouldn't baby-proof the house. The baby would be a little wild child.
Right.
That's what they're making them. Gucci.
Yeah.
But a little wild child.
But I like the way she... because. You know, this is obviously a new situation to Kyle, so how she handles telling him, and when she's telling London her, like, approach, because it's, like, in her mind, it's the most genius thing ever. Like, I got a baby cupcake. And London's like, what? WTF? You know, surprise, there's a baby in your cupcake. There's a baby in my uterus. Like, huh?
Yeah, that wasn't the best idea, but I can't blame her because he was so resistant when she tried to, like, break it down for him.
Right.
But, of course, when it's your baby, you're going to love your baby. Everybody right. else's kids are little demons.
Yeah. Sticky. There's leak from everywhere.
Exactly.
Juices
exactly.
are everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
So just out of curiosity, since you are a straight man on the panel, if yes. some girl gave you a baby cupcake and that was how she told you, how'd you feel about that?
I mean, if we were married, then it would be fine.
But, okay. They've been married
if
for like
she was
a
my
week.
Wife, then yes, it would be fine. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what's just, like, I'm going to be nice and be, like, politically correct. I'm like, of course, we'll love it and have the whole thing, whatever. But, I mean, like, that's
on
a
the
weird,
inside,
that's a weird way to
tell somebody
that, hey, you're going to be a daddy. Like, that's weird.
Yeah. And he almost choked, so she almost was a widower.
Yeah. She almost killed him.
Right.
Trying to tell him he was going to be a daddy.
Right.
But, of course, he took a really big bite. That was an inappropriately large bite.
Wait, she wasn't even in the room. Like, that means you done snuck a cupcake before she even came in there and decided to help yourself.
First of all, if there's cupcakes out on the table,
right.
I'm taking one.
Right.
So okay. I could be poisoned numerous offices because I'm going to ask where the food came from. I'm like, who brought this food in? And if it's a cupcake?
Yeah.
And then I'm truly trashy because then I take one home.
Uh-uh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
You got to save it for later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody actually in the chat I just saw, they're making mention of the fact that Derek's going to be God Daddy. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
No? Derek is so different this season. Like, we saw him with the evolution of Asha. And obviously, she was, like, that girl that unfortunately had to deal with the mess to get it back together to get him to where he is. But then now that they're not together again, somebody gets to enjoy the results of her hard work.
But his loyalty is, like, stupid loyalty. It's like, dude, why would you shave off points for your friend? I don't care what he said. Like, no. That would be a no. Just, you have money, dude. Just give him the money. What the heck?
But German didn't present it to him like, I owe somebody money. I don't recall if he did. I think he just said
he owed people money.
He does.
Like,
I think he does too. I think he does too. I just don't know if he went into detail with Derek and told him. So Derek was like, oh, you need help? Well, you're my boy, so I guess I got
you
back.
He resisted at first, and he's like, okay. I wish I could find a fool that I could, like, keep asking questions. And if I ask three times, yeah, okay. Most men I know are like, stop asking me that. I will break up with you. Oh, wait, never mind. That's my personal issues with dating. Let's go back to the show.
All right.
Who was the other person that he was protecting when he was shaving off points? That
German.
German. And then he protected London from his crazy other person. Ugh. And then he has also, he didn't tell Jude because he didn't want Jude to be involved.
Okay.
But really he should have told Jude and he should have told Lionel because those two are sneaky enough where they would have like done something. At the very minimum, they would have been like, Noah, erase the damn tape if you're not going to use it. Why do you have it on your damn phone?
Right.
What? No.
But I'm so, I already said it, but I'm just so mad at Jamie because like, why, like that was your only friend.
She's spiteful. Have you never known any spiteful frenemies? She's a spiteful, spiteful young woman who does not care what happens to the team as long as everyone else's day is ruined. She's the type who would burn your car down even though she knows you give her a ride to work every day. But she's mad at you. So I had to burn the car down because she's crazy.
So you know I'm serious.
Yes, I know women like that. Yes. I avoid them like the plague.
Yes. All right, so let's talk a little bit about London and Derek, because I was just saying, like, he's changed so much, and now he's, like, going to go buy a boat. How do you guys feel about the whole relationship? Because there's so many fans. Like, I was watching today, I was on Twitter, and, like, this girl was like, I'm still mad about Dersha and whatever, whatever. And, and so Derek's clearly moved on, and he's very happy. Like, it seems like a genuine happiness. So how do you guys feel about seeing that?
I like him better with London. I really feel, even if Jamie wasn't as spiteful and hateful, Jamie likes the idea of him, the money, the power, the position, while London, they're kind of equal of maturity. They've both gone through drama, and it's truly a relationship of equals where they both like each other and they're sexually compatible, which is very important.
Okay. And then, Nick, for you, what about you? Because obviously, again, you used to co-host with me when it was the whole Derek Asha thing, and now seeing this.
It's nice seeing him, like, as, like, the Roman emperor that he's supposed to be, right? But it's also, like, there is kind of, like, some sentimental where I was like, oh, man, I feel like he's missing out on, I guess, like, everything else that he could have had with her, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, he seems happy, so I feel like it's fine. Like, I mean, like, there isn't anything in me that I'm like, oh, well, like, this is messing up my, like, view or thoughts of him, you know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. I feel like it's fine.
Okay. I liked Asha. I never thought that they were as good together. I think he's much better with London. I don't know if it's because he's a different person, but I think she's closer in age to him, so they have the same maturity level. Asha always felt like he wanted to marry someone younger that he could kind of control and and influence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs someone who can, like, hit him back. Like, not physically, but, like,
yeah.
Now it is a woman beater. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Speaking of a woman beater, Tasha Curtis, a little weird this episode. The whole giving her an empty box to see if it would open. Or she would open it, excuse me. Yeah. And I thought he was up to something devious. And then when he locked her in the closet, I was like, oh, she gonna die. She
That's
what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was truly like an IDTV moment. But that, let's go back to that empty box. I'd have slugged him for that mess. Even if I didn't want the ring, because I think she wanted to see what the ring would look like. Uh-huh. But she didn't want it. But she was just like, after all the drama you put me through, there better be a 5-carat ring up in here.
Right.
And then then smirk at her. Just a reminder, I'm an ass.
Right.
Just in case you forgot.
Right.
I'm an ass.
Like, that's one way to, win her back over. But, no, I don't like him just because of the fact that, and he's good, who I love to hate. But that whole, dude, you missed out, bro. Like, you screwed that one up, first of all. Second of all, you shouldn't have been messing around on your wife. Yes. So, my whole thing with that is, if you mess around with a dude while he's married, let's say he does leave her for you. What makes you think years down the road, right, Angelina Jolie, what makes you think years down the road that he's not going to do the same thing to you eventually?
They always do. And did you notice how he said that he knew they were on a boat? So he'd been following her.
Yeah.
Stalker with this creepy reverend pastor behind.
Yes.
You need to get to church and go to confession because you're up to some sin.
Yeah.
He deserves exactly what he got.
I wonder what his Instagram looks like.
I'm a douche?
Right.
No, but like how many DMs he probably slid into? You know what I mean? Like, like, we really think about it. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm a pastor. I'm out here blessing souls. You know? It's like,
you know, he was sleeping with everybody in the congregation.
Yeah. Right.
She was the one that he fell in love with until the drama came. Then he said she was a whore. And then his wife, he says he left his wife. But you know what really happened? His wife was like, your other mistress told me she's pregnant. Get the hell out of my house.
Right.
Get out. And now he's like trying to play it off like, no, baby, I left her for you.
Right. No, right. You of didn't. Course. Of course.
No.
I don't know. I mean, obviously he got what he deserved. I'm assuming he's dead.
He dead though?
I don't know. Maybe it's just that a was slight a lot hit of to blood, the head.
But hopefully not. Because he'd be really good as a crazy stalker trying to like blackmail her into coming back by saying, oh, well, I'll tell everyone you tried to kill me or whatever.
Not even that. I mean, that now just makes London officially a murderer. So that's a thing.
In self-defense, probably.
But if it was self-defense, wouldn't you get one up and call the cops and be like, hey, I was attacked? Because you look a little bit more guilty just to let someone find the body and be like, oh, yeah, P.S., it was self-defense.
Not after the drama that they had, though. Because either way, it'll look like she was like, because you don't look like he was. She was talking to him, not the other way, because he's a pastor and she's a dancing woman, a step above being on a stripper pole.
Yeah, I mean, but he also like drug her though, so I feel like this is like her. Like I could see her killing him and just.
Oh yeah, no, he totally would deserve it.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, really quick. I'm looking at the chat room. I'm looking at some of our co-hosts. I'm seeing that Elena's like, I hate the pastor. Real talk. I get that Pastor Curtis was annoying, but London didn't have to kill the man. Dude, but what if he attacked her?
He tried to attack her. That's why she probably changed her
clothes. Maybe he's not dead, though. So dude, let's not count that out.
Oh, please. Let's just talk about the fact that he locked the door and he's like, just one kiss. And then she's like, we're done. We're over. We're not over yet. Telling her how it is, are you?
Stalking, following her.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Trying to date her friend to keep close to her. It's very much the pattern of, I watch a lot of ID TV. Of someone who eventually murders her ex, and then you don't find her body because they like throw it away or something.
I mean, that seemed like a big, huge possibility. I know she's a little bit educated on that. Be worried. So
I love those mystery shows.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the game, because a lot of things revolved around. Well, there are multiple games, obviously, and the one I want to talk about first is the first game. Only because Lionel showed up to the first game, and I was like, oh my god, she likes him. Like, we really like him. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. I like them together. It's just, it was such an unexpected couple the first time it happened, and it was just like, one off. That's what I mean. And then at the beginning of the episode, when they were in bed again, too, and I thought it was really cute that she was like, oh, if I could be a service, like, go ahead. You want to go downtown one more time? I can distract you. Go ahead.
In the paint.
Loving. Yes. What does that mean? I don't understand. I didn't know what that meant.
So in the paint is the key, right? And then so like that's where you get rebounds. And then so it's also too, it's like downtown. So basically she's just making a sexual innuendo saying that he's going down. So like that's all that was. But it was really clever wordplay though. So it was really, yeah.
Thank you.
That's why we have a man on the panel.
But I love Lionel taking control of her sexuality as a woman. Her going, everybody, young, old. She already did her penance with Mr. Gross Old Man. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to do me. And me is a really young, attractive basketball player. Or whatever. I'm a hot woman.
Yeah. I liked that. I felt like this episode, a lot of people had their vulnerable moments. Even though Jamie's were like real fake. If that makes sense. Like, I think what she was saying was real. That's how she really felt. But she was using that in a means that was fake because she was using it to get an advantage. But then you have Lionel, who showed up at that game. And one of the things she said is, like, this is pretty special. Just FYI, like, you got me to care. Yeah. But I really liked when they hugged. Because obviously they slept together. And then it was like, what's up, bro? Like, and the fact that she was like, how'd that feel? So weird.
So funny. But she's not used to it. And I love the arc of Lionel for the entire season. When she told Eve a couple of episodes ago that she liked her, then they decided to break up, sort of. And then she was like, oh, well, you know, I've had German, too. I was like, damn, girl. What?
Yeah.
And then she told German, I've had Eve, too. Damn, girl.
But, okay, how do you guys feel? You at home, how do you feel about this whole truple thing? Because how are you going to go from Eve the defeated, I'm going to stand on a ledge and threaten to take my life? And I think German was totally on the money when he said, I think you called me to get me to convince you to get down. Because if you really wanted to do that, you wouldn't tell nobody.
Oh, yeah.
You would have just jumped. Yeah.
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 Yeah. But how do you go from Eve don't jump to we can all work this out. We can work this out.
I mean, you know, sex is a cure-all. So.
Sex is a cure-all.
It's not. It's not a cure-all.
I think German and Lionel both lay that down, so I think she'll be very happy.
Yeah, I mean, if they have the chemistry, you know, I mean, and they're all messed up, too, so it's like, let them
they both swap each liquids. Broken bits.
But who saw, so... Again, I'm just doing this because it's the finale, right? But going from season one... Episode one, where you have young German head over heels for Asha. And like, did you totally see that one coming? Like, from I got two, yo.
I thought Lionel would be the big bad for every season because she was so mean for a while. But she's happy. She's found happiness and control not being the leader of the devils and having her own little fiefdom. And I think having German and Eve would keep them both busy. I think Eve will be happy because she'll be plotting and scheming, but for good now. And Lionel will be happy because she has two people she can sleep with whenever she wants to, you know. She wants sausage.
But I think that she truly has a connection with German. Not that she didn't with Eve. Like, yes, they had their little physical moment or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think that her and German can actually talk and connect over things. So I really liked them as a couple. And I'm not really sure how I feel about Eve being a third party. Especially, like, dude, all the things she did this entire season to try to hurt him and her. And Dean Cain died. And, like, you know what I mean? And I know, Pete, but whatever. Like, all these things that you caused. And now, not only are we going to accept you into our circle as a friend, but we're going to accept you into our bed.
Lionel's done horrible things. Horrible things over the last couple of seasons.
But Eve doesn't know that.
Lionel knows she has.
And, okay, I mean, I'm going to go there and just say, like, you don't know if she could have, like, a disease. Like, she's lied about so many other damn things. Like, come on.
Maybe, but I would assume they all practice safe sex.
I think she's crazy enough to be a host of a random disease and just go sleep with somebody so they die.
AIDS?
Yeah.
AIDS? She has AIDS? Yeah. That was going on?
Yeah. Exactly what's happening.
I don't think Eve would do that. She's crazy. And really, everyone, like, I should rephrase that from crazy. I totally sympathize with her anger that no one's paying for the death of her mother and her father's in jail and she's just alone. She's always been alone. She's always felt the devils mm-hmm. has stolen her family and her place in their hearts. And it's going to be next season, hopefully, where she's sort of learning a new pathway and where she wants to do and mm-hmm. what she wants to do and who she wants to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, Victoria B. in the chat says that Eve is literally dating the guy that killed her mom. WTF. Yes. I don't know why that totally didn't even think about that right now.
Yes,
but yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
How do you do that? Even if it was an accent, that is so weird.
I think she's so damaged and broken that right now she's just flailing. And he's the only, him and Lionel are the only people she's made an emotional connection with as far as, like, just being around anybody. She was at boarding school doing whatever. Uh-huh. And when she came back, her mom was dead and her dad was in jail and he was all messed up. And so she's sort of like in a storm where she's found the first rocks that she can cling to mm-hmm. keep from drowning. I think as time goes on, she might reevaluate whether she'd want to keep dating German after murdering her mother. But right. on the other hand, I've seen stuff where people have done that in real life. And I'm like, huh.
Really?
Yeah.
What type of people do you know?
Once again, I watch IDTV all the damn time.
Oh, I thought you meant like personal friends. Oh, that you know. Oh, no. That's like, who do you know?
No, I don't date criminals. I don't. I'm not friends with them either. Oh. I mean, but once you pay your debt to society, you should be forgiven and go on about your business. I'm just saying I can't deal with it.
Well, one last thing I do want to say, though, I thought was really funny is when they talk her down from the roof, they come back inside, they go into the party, and he's like, oh, my God, everyone's staring at us. And Lionel's like, no. Or I don't know if it's Lionel or German. They're like, no, they're staring at you because you've been a bitch.
Yes.
I'm like, well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. You know.
So let's talk about game two. We talk about game one, but game two was right before we find out that Pax, bless your heart. He really thinks that arena is going to be named after his no-name, nobody-knows-who-he-is brother Marcus.
I mean, maybe.
He's so sweet. So sweet and stupid and handsome.
Maybe.
And he didn't even try to, like, not be obvious about throwing the game. At least Derek, when he was throwing the game, he's trying to look confused, like, I don't know what to do with the ball. I don't know what to do with the ball. Pax is like, I'm just going to hold the ball. Screw the clock went out? Okay.
Well, whatever.
Cool. So...
I don't know basketball
he's young.
Enough for that. He's young. Nervous.
You know?
But who in the chat, who everybody else loved the fight between him and I really enjoyed that.
That
the
was
fight
good.
Between the two of them.
I thought it was interesting that Derek was all like, how dare you betrayed me? It's like, dude, you betrayed him first, so I guess we're all on the same page of betrayal. Pot, meet the kettle. Y'all are both black.
Right.
It was a great double entendre. I wanted to see like a punch thrown somewhere.
Yes,
like
their faces
just,
are
just
way
to
too
make
pretty
it,
for that.
Just to make, or I mean, but you do like body shots, you know what I mean? Right. And you can still go out and play the game, then you get iced down later, whatever. But at least it's like, you know.
I thought it was such a strong moment for Derek's character.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's obviously been an idiot in the past. No offense, love you. But it was cool to see him be, like, everything he was saying, he had such a legitimate point. It wasn't like a dumb fight, like, this is two dudes being, like, bros and trying to just have cockiness. Don't laugh at me. They were just being cocky and fighting to fight. Like, he had a good reason, and I don't know. I just thought it was a great moment.
I thought it was funny when all of a sudden, Pats was going to spill some tea. He'd over, y'all need to leave the room. We need to talk. I was like, dude, do you not think that that's going to get out? Because eventually that's going to get out. You need to tell somebody.
I mean, eventually.
That was good.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, no, it was a great acting moment, you know?
Yes, yes.
It was, yeah, like, I felt every word that McKinley was saying.
Yes.
It was really good.
I concur.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was kind of sexy, too. The wrestling, this glistening sweat. The
they muscles. Didn't break any mirrors, though. I feel like the girl fight
in the beginning was
a better fight than the guy's fight.
The girl fight was good.
Yes.
That wasn't even like a girl fight. But that was like a fight.
Because girls fight dirty, though. Like, they pull hair and like nails pop off and stuff. Like, boys are just not as entertaining to watch. So, no, but.
No. That was a good fight, though.
Yes.
That was a good fight.
Yes. All right.
Even though the fact that Jamie thought she could beat London's ass was amusing.
That was very much so. Let's talk about Noah and Jude, because we left off last episode where Noah's like, I can't be with you because you have secrets and la la la. And at least this episode, he was like, actually, I'm a liar too, because I totally didn't tell you that my ex died of cancer. Whoops. It's a big cancer. It's a big secret.
Yes.
So the fact that he owned it, but I don't know if you guys caught this when he was having the conversation with Jude and saying, I'm going to help you. One of the things he said was, it's too late for us, but at least I can help you. And I was like, so you just like gave up after Lionel gave you that amazing speech?
Yes.
What?
He's emotionally broken and he cannot deal with anybody else and their drama right now.
Dude.
And Noah's gorgeous, so hey.
Here's the thing. I get that Noah's like, I can't trust people, because when his ex passed away, he didn't realize till it was too late as far as his ex being sick the whole time. He didn't tell him.
Mm.
So I get that's like a little bit of a trust issue, but that was done in good reason. Like, I don't want you to remember me this whole time as being sick, so I'm just not going to tell you.
No.
But, you don't want someone to treat you different because they know that you're dying.
That's not a good secret.
It isn't a good goodbye. Okay, but
to them, that would be unforgivable.
But I mean, they said goodbye.
But you're already dead.
They got to say their goodbyes. And you're dead.
But you'd act differently. No, that'd be no.
That's not, you don't go.
And you wouldn't even be able to be mad at them because it'd be like.
Exactly.
You died of cancer. I can't think bad about you. No.
I just feel like you can't go into your next relationship being like, I can't trust because that happened. Like, that's a one in a million chances of something happening to you. So you think the next dude that comes along, like, I don't know. I just thought that was a weird call.
No lies. Must have honesty and forthcoming. And he gave him chance after chance to be forthcoming and to be honest. There's reasonable secrets. And then there's like some secrets that are like, that goes to your core. And for you to keep that from me means that you're keeping other things from your core. And I feel like I don't really know you because you haven't let me really see the real you, whether it's flaws or whether it's good things. I don't know you. You've just let me fall in love with this projection of you, which is like a shallow projection, but that's not the real you.
Okay. What are you going to say?
Yeah, but that's what you see. And then one day you wake up, the other person doesn't wake up. And then you're like, all right, well, at least I have this nice memory of this person, even though they lied to me.
Yeah, right. So then they lie to you, and then you find all this drama, and you won't be able to yell at them about it.
Yeah, you find it all out later, and then, you know, you fix it.
No.
Years of therapy is basically what's going to happen. Like, you just, you know.
Therapy, yeah.
But, no, I mean, like, I understand, because, I mean, like, once you're in a relationship and, you know, you lose trust, then, I mean, it is tough to trust, like, another human being. But, you know.
You don't go into the next relationship lying, though, about it, and then being like, I don't trust you when you're the one lying, too.
No, but you definitely have walls up, so there's that.
Yes.
But be honest about your walls from the get-go.
And Noah was originally wanting to keep it kind of casual. They both wanted to keep it kind of casual, but dating. And then, like, the relationship slipped in on both of them, and both of them realized they hadn't been as for, like, they both went into the relationship not expected to be a relationship. They expect to be more of, like, a casual,
they just want to have sex,
buddy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I don't know.
And then it slipped into relationship. Then they were both like, "Oh, it's a relationship. Oh my god, I'm confused. What's going on?"
I do like though the speech that Lionel did give. I know I said it earlier, but I like the fact that she stood up for her boy and she was like, "Look, you're gonna regret this, man, because somebody else is gonna come along and they're not gonna leave." And I was like, I need a friend like that.
We all need a friend like Lionel. Lionel and Jew together are the dynamic duo as far as getting stuff done for the team and being a good united front and being equal partners. Because they're both very open with each other. They know each other's good and bad secrets. Mm-hmm. I mean, if she didn't kind of look at him as a son type figure, they could almost have a really good relationship together. But she looks at him as a son, so it's not sexual.
And he's a little gay, so that's a thing.
I love my gay boyfriend very much.
Well, me too, but you can't really have like a relationship, you know?
I've already told him that if neither one of us get married in 5 years, we're getting married.
Oh, okay.
But we'll have sex with other people.
So it'll be like gay. Be like an open marriage.
Yes. Hmm. But we'll still cuddle and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It works for us.
Hey, listen, you know?
I'm happy.
Okay.
You can do it.
I feel like I'm learning so much right now.
I feel like I've covered a lot of the show, but there's probably stuff that I've missed. So if there is something that I have missed, by all means, you can call me out on it. It's okay. This is the season finale, so I feel like I can't miss anything.
What if what's her name jumped? What if she just jumped? You know what I mean? And just like ended her life and then like what if she did?
Here's the thing that I feel about that. Because in her mind, she's doing it because that's her one last big way to get back at the devils for them to have that, what, on their reputation? Because it's in the news.
Right.
News happens like this. Yeah. Next week, no one's going to be talking
next
about
day,
you.
Next day or 2 days later.
You just killed yourself for nothing.
But she's also in a medical, in a emotional upheaval. So she wasn't thinking rationally. That's rationally she was thinking over the course of the season where she was plotting and scheming. All of her plotting and scheming failed, so she was all pissed and she was like, I'm going to ruin this moment for you. If it's that thing I do, is I'll ruin your moment.
Yeah.
But that's I kind of want you to save me.
Yeah.
So.
She can always jump next season.
That's true. That is true. By the way, I do like the way, I want to talk about the dance, but I like the way they ended this season. I thought it was really cool and interesting, like how they did it with the news reporters and it had the pictures and it was like, I don't know. I just thought
that was really interesting. It was a really neat setup for next season.
Yes. Yes.
Which would be really awesome.
Why? Because we don't know. We have no idea.
There's obviously no more devils, unless there's a way that they can somehow reverse something or save something. But with all that scandal, it's like they're going to have to either remove or rearrange characters or find a way to clean up reputations.
Well, Derek probably wouldn't be able to play, and
Jude's not going to own the team.
Jude wouldn't own the team, but he didn't know about it, so he really wouldn't be involved in it. The only people who would have any major issue would be German and Derek. Yes. But he would definitely lose the team and everything. And I guess it would be the same thing as that baseball player, Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Where he wasn't allowed to play or bet on games or something for like 5 years. I don't think he's allowed to even still work for a baseball
team. No, he
team.
Can't. And he wasn't in the Hall of Fame or something. It was like a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, I don't really follow sports, so I vaguely know about it.
I follow hit the floor sports. That's the extent of my sports knowledge.
And the cute uniform the girls wear.
Yes. Yes. Let's talk about the dance, though.
It was good.
I liked the moments. This is the first time I feel like I've seen this on Hit the Floor where each of the different characters had a little bit of a spotlight and they had that eye connection in the audience with the one person that they have a real life connection with. And I was like, oh, that's, I like that.
And Psycho Pastor looking at London. London's like, no.
I know, that was actually in some senses humorous because you have everyone's love interest engaging eyes and being like, well, they're watching the dance and it's like, Derek London. And all of a sudden, Pastor Curtis is like,
I'm here crazy. Too. I'm a stalker. Stalking you. I'm watching you.
Right?
It's like, ooh.
So that leads me. Yes, go ahead.
I feel like that was a little cheesy. I'm not going to lie.
The staring down?
Yeah, I feel like it was a little cheesy.
I loved it.
It was like, okay. I get it. Like, I got it, but I'm like, okay.
I liked it. I liked it very much.
I felt like it was a good farewell, if you will. Like, farewell to the season, not the show. Mm-mm. But a farewell to the season and them not knowing this at the time, but the end of the devils.
Yes.
Perhaps permanently. So it's like their last goodbye dance, which Jamie showed up for after being threatened and told not to. But she was going to get, and see, it just clicked on in my head now, too, that regardless, that was going to be her last dance, because if she showed up, London was basically going to have her kicked off as her punishment.
Yes.
So in that sense, who cares if the devils are gone? I'm going to get kicked off anyway.
And also she did it because I was thinking this as well. She doesn't know that Eve has sort of switched teams. So she probably thinks that Eve is still destroy the devils, da 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 da.
Right.
And so she'll help her get a new job as a cheerleader with whoever team happens to be there, not realizing that they're all be pariahs. None of them are going to be doing anything.
Right. 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 So, guys, it's time for one of my favorite times, dance off, pants off. So, I mean, I have my own little surprise for y'all, but...
Oh, you, like, you practice this.
Oh, yeah. It's the season finale, y'all.
Yeah.
But since you're all my special guest hosts, I want to see your move from tonight's dance. That is your dance off, pants off move. So, DJ, I don't know if he's got his music cued or not, but if he does, we're going to... Ah, yes! I like the music choice. Get it, girl. Spin. Okay.
And then they're on the floor where they're rolling.
Yes, get it, Diva. Hey, okay, Nick Perdue, what's your dance off, pants off?
My favorite moment, you ready?
Yeah, do it.
At the end, that was the best. That was the best moment. That was the best. That was it. That was because it was like the hair and then the eye. I was like, all right, that's it. That's.
Can you at least give me like some hair?
No, actually, no. You know what I wrote down. So it was when they did the shoulder shimmy. Like they all lined up and then like they did that.
Get it? Okay. I'll take it.
That's
Okay.
That
was it. All right, Maestro. We're gonna cut the music because. Since Deshaud can't be here, he and I got together. We did a little dance off, pants off video for you guys, but we preluded it with a little parody of some of our favorite clapback moments. So yay. Here you go.
Oh, sweet Lord, baby Jesus, on high from who all blessings flow. Don't let me hit nobody today.
Wow, Derek sure knows how to throw a party.
Derek, I'm so glad we got to spend the day together.
Yeah, me too. So what do you think about London?
What gross well you dip your bucket in is none of my concern.
Something I said?
Yeah. I'm not done yet.
Okay, I'll wait. Sorry. When you're done, can I get the keys, please?
You still want the keys to my car?
Yeah.
So what?
Come on, Pony.
You know, Jamie, I've been thinking. I think you can really go the distance.
I already went the distance with Derek.
I got your number. Who I'm about to call it?
Your knee is my
ring,
butt.
Ring, ring, ring. Jamie living in her car. Hello. Forget.
This is King Kong. Yes, Miss King Kong. In my kingdom with my Tim's on.
That's our little dance off, pants off.
That is so cool.
They need rappers like me. They need rappers like me. So they can get on their fucking keyboards and make me bad guy Chung Lee. Hey, yo, I've been on. Bitch, you been on.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Awesome.
We had fun. X-Men been on. He keep on dialing Nikki. I'm just going to talk.
Oh, wow.
And of course he's whacking. I'm talking so we don't get flagged on YouTube for using a song.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yes. But I love the dance moves. I'm like one to shimmy too.
It's almost over, guys.
You guys spent some time
dancing.
Okay, so here's the
choreography.
BET James LaRosa. I feel like.
Where are we going?
I told her I'd take you to your gate. I didn't tell her. Which one?
My feet
you
hurt.
Are so
I feel like they need to be on the show. Like, this is great.
That is so fun.
Thanks. Yay! So that's our, you know, shout out to Deshaud at Deshaud. Give him your, like, hellos. Because I know Deshaud. He wants to be here. He just, unfortunately, is not allowed yet. Hopefully he'll be back. So, Yeah, that's that. And then that leaves us with news and gossip, but I don't think I really have any news or gossip.
No, we haven't heard yet.
Actually, you know what? I just got a text message news and gossip from Deborah Lee saying that there's going to... No.
Who's Deborah Lee? I have pictures. I totally forgot.
Who's Deborah Lee?
Yeah. Actually, I do have...
She owns BET.
Oh, thank you. History 101. So, last season... Okay, when season 3... ended, there was a summer special, and then they were like, is there season 4? Is there not? I think it got canceled. So in this very room, James LaRosa was here. You've heard me talk about all season long, and somehow between laughing and hysteria, we came up with the idea to send thongs to the executive at VH1, and we called it hashtag thongs for Hit the Floor 4. This man got thongs from all over the world. Mind you, he's a gay guy. I did not know that. Sorry. But I had all these people sending him thongs. And he's like, James LaRosa, ring, ring. What is going on? So this season, we have a little surprise. Brand new executive, because it's BET. Her name is Connie, and we're going to send her some care packages. So let's take a look at the board. You can see the hashtag this season is Devil with a Heart On for HTF5. And you are going to be sending Connie. The address is up there. If you can't see it because you're listening to the podcast, follow me on Twitter at yours truly, Ali Kona, and it's got these little posters. But basically, we're sending Connie a bunch of little candy peckers, our little hard-ons. There's also penis pasta, penis candy necklaces. But don't send her, like, don't send her anything nasty. Like, don't send her a dildo or anything that's going to be, like, so offensive and mortifying. I'm not trying to get James LaRosa in trouble. I just want her to laugh.
Laugh and have fun and love Hit the Floor like
yes.
we do.
Yes, so please, please, please tweet. Yeah, all these pictures, these are the different posters that I made. So there's that one. We've got the three girls. Let's go to the next one. Of course, there's Derek and
You basically want to, like, turn her office into, like, a bachelorette party.
Yes, exactly. Yes, a bachelorette and I want party. People to come into her office and be like, why do you have all these things? And then there's one. This is Noah and Jude, and I found these things. They're balloons.
Noah.
The balloons, you can't see them from here, but it says, yay, same penis forever.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. That's so cool.
And I think there was one more, and hopefully Jody Lynn O'Keefe and Kat Bayless.
Dueling Dickies?
Don't kick my ass. They're blow-up penises that you put on with a harness and you sword fight with them.
Oh my gosh. Is this what goes on at
bachelorette parties? Like, is this really, this is like a thing?
What do you mean at bachelor parties?
I mean, you know, strippers. Now that we read the Bible, okay? And we, we sit around.
Nope. Women play with a lot of plastic penises.
Yes.
At bachelorette parties.
And drinking. And okay. fun. Yes. Okay. And kissing boys.
Okay. Yes. So, you guys, you have the address, you have the tools, you have the hashtag, you know what to do. Go on to Twitter. Again, find me, find those posters, retweet the crap out of them. Tell all your friends, because I want to bombard Connie with just penises all over her office to where she's like, okay, I get it. You guys like Hit the Floor. We're going to renew it. Jeez.
Wait, question though.
Answer.
Hold on. Be like, just because I have to play devil's advocate for a second.
Uh-oh.
Right? So okay. So last season or when it was on VH1, did this whole thong thing.
Right.
And it's not on VH1 anymore.
Yes. But which VH1 is owned by Viacom and so is BET.
Right. Yes.
So you know who you need to send it to?
Who?
MTV. No. Redstone, the owner of Viacom, you send all this stuff to her.
Okay.
And then...
Him.
Well, no, she owns, because it's Sumner's wife. Because he's, like, really old. Yeah, so she old. Took...
So the wife is in charge. That's true. Yeah.
Nick, you know your history on this channel.
I mean, I work on television.
Well...
okay. No, but yeah, this is great.
So... Anyway, okay, well, have fun. Send your penises. Let's talk about predictions for season 5. It's going to happen, now, y'all.
It's going to happen, yay.
I predict, well, nothing came of it, but, so Bo came back this season, and I've said this in predictions before. He came back this season. Kyle's like, oh my God, I love you. Let's do it, and let's get married, whatever, whatever. And he's like, P.S., by the way, I'm broke.
Yeah.
And she's like, excuse me, what? You broke? I don't know about that. And of course, she goes with her heart. She marries him. Something tells me he's not being completely honest with her, and he just wanted to see if she'd still marry him without the money. And now that she has married him, it's still going to come into play. Either that or he's got like a secret account somewhere in the Caymans. Because when he talked about baby and he's like, you know, we can hire a babysitter. With what money? That's why I'm like, yo.
For the liver.
I seriously think he's got money. He's just not saying anything yet. So that's my little thing. But you guys have any predictions?
My trouble will be happy. They'll okay. be plotting and scheming to take over whatever new team comes to LA together.
Okay. Nick Perdue.
I think that season 5 will be on MTV. I think that there will be two teams in LA to kind of mirror like what we currently have in LA, like in like real life. Uh-huh. And then so I think like Derek will go to that team and like he'll sit off like half a season and then he'll like play. And then German will be a part of that as well. And then so now you have that like rivalry.
I think Derek's going to be a hockey player.
Or he plays hockey. Cool.
Play for the
yeah.
Kings. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Ooh,
Michael Jordan.
Dude, baseball. They wear really nice tight pants. Hockey, you can't see shit. So we're going to go with baseball. All right. Yeah. Okay, well, guys, I had so much fun with you. I had so much fun with you guys, so thank you for joining me on this season finale. Turn it to the front for the last time this season only. We're coming back. I'm your host, Ali Kona Bradford. Be sure to find me on social media, on Twitter, at yours truly, Ali Kona, with URS, because they don't let me spell out yours. But on Instagram, they do. So I'm the actual yours truly, Ali Kona, with the little underscores in between. So find me, find those posters, and retweet them.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as cherry_LA.
You can Google Nick Perdue, and I'm the black guy that...
Excuse me. We're Googling. Somebody's fancy. Googling. Okay.
Fancy.
You can find him at the Nick Perdue, by the way. Okay. Kevin Goodbye. Undergaro, thank you Phil guys Svitek, for joining the entire us all AfterBuzz TV staff.
We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Of Devil with a Hard On for season 5.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.